You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Green Party MP Kahurangi Carter has put forward a bill to Parliament that would remove any chance of prosecution for someone who needs medical assistance for a drug overdose. The bill has passed through its first reading with support from the Greens, Labour, ACT and Te Pāti Māori. It is now set to go to Select Committee for consultation. To discuss why the bill has come about and what kind of impact it could have on drug safety in Aotearoa, I spoke to Executive Director of the NZ Drug Foundation, Sarah Helm. And so we've seen this new bill being pushed through. Now it's gone through our first reading in Parliament, looking at overdoses and the legal consequences there. Before we, I guess, get into what the bill could do, how frequent are overdoses in New Zealand, and what do people tend to do when they overdose? Do they tend to look for help, or do they tend to try to manage it on their own?
Yeah, so we are losing 3 New Zealanders every single week to unintentional overdose. That's a lot of people. So if you compare it to the road toll, for example, it's about half compared to drownings, which is another measure we look at. It equates to twice as many of those. So it's a lot of New Zealanders. That's the fatal overdose versus non-fatal. And look, one of the recurring themes we had from people we talked to, from a survey we did of people who used drugs last year, from coronial cases, is that one of the factors is people are nervous about getting in trouble with the law, and so they hesitate or they fail to call for help, and that contributes to the fatalities and contributes very specifically. Coronial cases have identified that as a factor. So we don't want people to hesitate. We want them to ring without fear and get that help, because we know it will save lives. That's what's in behind this bill.
Yeah, and so what does the bill do? Does it just get rid of entirely that fear of prosecution?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a bit of awareness raising to do as well, but what the legislation would do if it goes through, so at the moment it's passed its first reading, it has to go through a select committee process, and that might change what's in the legislation, because that's the whole point of a select committee process, is to for the experts and people who have experienced this to feed into it. But basically it would mean that somebody isn't at risk of being prosecuted for low-level crimes like drug use, drug possession, possession of utensils, or what they call social supply, supply to a small number of people, which is often the case in a party or a group drug-taking situation. Somebody's purchased it for that small group. So they wouldn't be at risk of prosecution, which would take away that fear. And we know that it's not just fear of prosecution for the people who are still alert. Often it's also fear for the person who has overdosed. In fact, I just was interviewed by a journalist who was in that situation, and they rang for help. They'd witnessed the situation, and the friends were really scared of calling. So we know this is a real thing, and it will hopefully eliminate that fear, give people the confidence to call, confidence that it's going to be dealt with as a health issue rather than a police issue.
Yeah. In the law, is it affecting all drugs, or is it only sort of the ones that we categorise as being lower harm?
No, all drugs. Yeah, well, so I mean, the harms are different depending on the substance. Some substances are more harmful because they carry more risk of addiction. You don't necessarily have addiction if you've had an overdose. It might be your first time using a substance or first time using any substance. It could be that you took too much, you took too many different things, you had alcohol in your body or a medicine in your body. There can be a whole lot of factors as to what contributes to an overdose. Wasn't the drug you thought it was, etc. It's for any substance. So the substances that are leading in terms of overdoses, it's opioids, benzodiazepines, alcohol, those ones often feature, and oftentimes the person has more than one thing in their body if they've experienced a fatal overdose.
And in some of the talk about the bill, National MP Sam Uffendale said that police do already do something similar to this, maybe not necessarily at a broad policy level, but have discretion in these sort of cases. What does the current system look like, and is it at all comparable to what we could see after this bill is passed?
Yes, the discretion is still what leaves people scared, I guess, because they don't know whether the police will decide to charge them or not. And so whilst we have great relationships with police ourselves as an organisation, and many people won't experience this, there's always the risk that they will, and for some people they do. And so it's really about eliminating that uncertainty and that fear.
And the bill's also being criticised in some other cases, with NZ First Minister Casey Costello saying that from her experience it's not the fear of prosecution, but rather maybe people not knowing enough about the drugs or that sort of thing. Do you think that's the case in your experience, and I guess how would you respond to those claims?
Yeah, I draw the line at arguing with MPs or ministers, but in terms of what we know from people who use drugs that they are scared. We surveyed people last year, people who use drugs, 40% of them said that they would be hesitant to call 111. Certainly it is the substances, including alcohol, that contribute to overdose, but that not getting help makes a huge difference, and we can see that to some degree in the statistics we do have. Another thing that I think is really important is students in Victoria University for Salient surveyed a few hundred students last week. Now, not proper science, but what they did find is that 41% of the students who answered knew somebody personally who had overdosed. That tells me we have an issue and we need to make sure that the right supports are in place.
And that, I guess, flows into nicely the last thing I wanted to talk about, which is thinking about future changes as well. While this bill is good, it's obviously not enough to deal with overdosing at the cause level, right? It's more in a response framing. What kinds of policies would you like to see going forward, and would the NZ Drug Foundation like to see going forward to address the issue more broadly?
Yeah, we have some good things in place already. So drug checking, us being able to test people's substances for them, the early warning system, High Alert, that puts out the notifications, those things are really good. We have limited access to a medicine called naloxone, which reverses opioid overdose. We'd like to see more of that. We've also asked for, and the government has promised, to look at a response service. So if somebody has a non-fatal overdose, it's a big predictor that they'll have a future one. So if you go to hospital at the moment, you just get sent home. The government have promised to put in a support for those people, like a peer, to go and visit them and talk to them about how to prevent overdose in the future. So that's another good one. We'd also love to see what we have over in Australia, Canada, all the other places that do good things, which is a consumption room. So for the people who are very, very at risk of overdose, they're able to, for example, I went to one recently in Sydney, Uniting Church. They've had it since the late 80s. People can go and consume the drug there and be medically supervised to ensure that they don't have an overdose. So there are a range of things we could put in place, but this one is actually a big one. We've been pushing for it for 10 years, so to have some movement on it is pretty important.
That was Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Sarah Helm, talking to me about a bill put forward to Parliament that would remove any chance of prosecution for someone who needs medical assistance for a drug overdose. We'll be right back after the short break. This is Heavenly Body by D. Tyrone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.